You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And I have very, very exciting news for you this week, courtesy of a brand new Broadway musical that is going to be released on Netflix later this week. And it is none other than Shrek the Musical.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me.
He'll appear.
To start with this, Shrek the Musical is, as the name very much suggests, a musical version of the hit DreamWorks animation Shrek, a film that we know and love. It has music by Janine Tesori, one of my favourite musical theatre composers, with lyrics by David Lindsay Abert too, although it does also keep some of the much-loved music from the film, such as the song I'm a Believer, which ends the show. It opened on Broadway back in 2008, but was professionally filmed during its original Broadway run with the original Broadway cast, and that ended up being released on DVD years later. And now, this very week, that filmed version will be released right here in the UK on Netflix. It'll be available from Thursday the 1st of April, and no, it's not an April Fool's prank, it really will be here. And I, for one, cannot tell you how excited I am about this. I remember seeing Shrek in the West End years and years ago, and it really was such a lot of fun. It is essentially just the film transplanted onto stage, with like a few extra bits and pieces here and there that borrow from other films in the Shrek franchise, but ultimately, if you like the film, it is basically just that, but with more music. And I think, honestly, watching the stage show like a film on Netflix is probably a way more effective way of doing it than paying a lot of money to go and see it in the theatre. I remember when we went to watch it in the West End, and we had actually watched the DVD of Shrek on the way down to London, which, like, is entirely our fault and probably didn't help the situation. But there was kind of an element of, like, why does this need to be a musical when you could just watch the film? But having come away from seeing it and, you know, listening more to the cast recording of the show, the music is so brilliant. Janine Tesori really has done a fantastic job with it. And the more I've listened to it in the many, many years since seeing it, the more I really appreciate and value Shrek as a musical and not just as a direct adaptation of the film, which is why I'm so, so excited to see it again. And more than that, like, to see it with the original Broadway cast. I remember saying last summer in our Spotlight On episode about the Hamilton film on Disney Plus, how very rare it is that you get to see the original cast in something, and how we should all leap at the opportunity to do so if it comes up. So to have the original Broadway cast of Shrek in this show that we'll be able to watch over and over and over again is just incredible. And what a list of names too. It really is Broadway at its best. You've got Broadway veteran Brian D'Arcy James as Shrek. And Honestly, Brian D'Arcy James is like the go-to man of American theatre. He's been in literally everything. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Hamilton, Next to Normal, Titanic. Not to mention, he was the original Nick Bottom in Showtime favourite Something Rotten. So the fact that we get to see him playing Shrek, for which he was nominated for Best Actor in a Musical at the Tony Awards, is just amazing. Then it's the legendary leading lady that is Sutton Foster as Princess Fiona. Again, such an established name on Broadway, having originated roles like Jo in Little Women, Janet in The Drowsy Chaperone, Inga in Young Frankenstein, Violet in Violet, and of course the show that launched her to stardom. She was the original Millie in the Broadway musical Thoroughly Modern Millie when she won her first Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical. To be honest, on that note, there are still people annoyed to this day that she didn't win it again for playing Fiona in Shrek. So I think that says a lot about how great she is in this musical. Then you've got Daniel Breaker as Donkey, who has most recently been Aaron Burr in Hamilton on Broadway, John Tartaglia from the original cast of Avenue Q as Pinocchio, and then, just to cap it off, one of my favourite people in theatre ever, Christopher Sieber from Spamalot, among many things, is the diminutive Lord Farquaad. And all I'm going to say on that front is that Christopher Sieber is like well over 6 feet tall and yet obviously has to play Lord Farquaad, who is known for being not that tall. And the way they do the costume for the Lord Farquaad character is so clever and so effective. Honestly, it's worth watching Shrek just for that. So, if that takes your fancy and you would like to watch the original Broadway production of Shrek the Musical for yourself, it'll be available to stream on Netflix from Thursday the 1st of April. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. We are now into the Easter holidays properly here at Nottingham, so there aren't any live Showtime shows for the next few weeks, but Spotlight On will be here every Sunday evening at 7pm to let you know exactly what you should be watching from the world of virtual theatre. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.